but you will notice in our newsletter and starting July 1st, we are going to have a new fee schedule. Not everything at the center has fees. A lot of things are free of charge.
Here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial 102.9. Here in our glorious studio again today to talk the Senior Center. June! June is here already?
It's wild.
How did that happen?
We're already halfway through the year.
Halfway? Oh my. So, Sarah Amaral, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're doing this again.
Me too. It's a good day when we're here at the studio.
And Jillian Rochat, you've come back. We didn't scare you.
I
away
know.
Last
I came
time.
Back. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You're going to be as busy or busier in June? I mean, you're always busy every single day anyway, but you throw in some variety there too. And I think that's what we're going to focus on.
Yes. We have lots of events always, but this month is very special to us because we are doing our Senior Olympics. Which I haven't counted, but I think it's 18 events. So we're going to make you wait a little bit into the episode to go into full detail.
Mm-hmm.
But June is always a wild, wild and fun time for us because of that.
So kicking us off in the first week of June, we are actually really happy to announce that our garden club is going to be meeting regularly.
Yes.
Every Wednesday at 10 o'clock starting in June is going to continue throughout the summer. Really excited for everybody to come out and just kind of see what the garden club is doing. Maybe help with a little weeding or watering or even a little harvesting. And it's really, really special to see all of the seniors getting to have that green space together.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to have any experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, experience not required, not necessary. You just get your hands dirty if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, you know, pick this and trim that and weed this, you know.
Or come and chat with our gardeners. Just be
absolutely.
Outside and keep them company while they do the hard weeding.
Well, it's a great way to soak up some sunshine, too.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So that will be every Wednesday starting at 10 o'clock. And also really exciting for the first week of June is our regular monthly karaoke. On Wednesday, June 4th at 2:30, we are going to be having our regular karaoke event. And it's a really fun time, a great opportunity for everybody to sing together. Even if you don't want to get the mic, you can still sing in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or hum along.
Or hum along, yeah.
I know, we have a lot of people that just come to watch, which we encourage as well.
Yes.
And then we might just ask you to come sing a couple times too, just because you're there.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm one of the ones, and somebody famous wrote, you know, in order to have a parade, you need to have people on the sidewalk.
That's true.
To applaud the paraders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Perfect. I love that. And then we're really excited. So one of our programs that actually happens every month is our acoustic jam session. So that's on the 5th at 5:30 p.m. So this we want to give a little extra love because we haven't talked about it in a while.
Sure.
But so if you are musically inclined and you have an instrument and you just want to come in and play with other like-minded people, they just get together and have a little jam session. It looks different every month.
Kind of like an Irish sessions.
Ooh. Yes. And it always sounds great because I admit I don't always leave quite at 4. So when I leave and they're playing, it just sounds like a fun time. So we invite people to come out for that.
Oh, good.
And then on Friday, June 6th at 12:15, we are going to have students from the Horace Mann Middle School come and we get the privilege to hear poetry that they've written. So they're doing a poetry reading at the center and they've been preparing and they're very excited and we're so excited to have them.
Excellent. Yes. Poetry is near and dear to me.
Yes. So maybe you'll join us.
I know I have grandson duty that day, so
okay.
we'll have to see if we can juggle that schedule.
And also very exciting at the Senior Center, we are bringing back technology programs. We have a fantastic technology guru. His name is Rich. He will be coming to the Senior Center starting on Tuesday, June 10th, but then also the 17th and the 24th at 9:30 in the morning. You can bring any of your technology problems. He will assist with any questions or device issues or any issues that you might be having in general with your technology.
Yeah, he's quite experienced. I've interviewed with him before. He does good local business. He's good people.
Absolutely. Good.
And then on Tuesday, June 10th at 9:30, we're going to do our monthly director's coffee hour. So it's a time where myself and Chastity just make ourselves available for an hour to take any just conversation. It's just time that we can disconnect and meet with the members because we're often running around. So we just love that part. But if you have questions or concerns or new ideas for the center, I can't promise we'll make all of them happen overnight. But we really enjoy that and we welcome any feedback that people have for us.
You certainly do have an open door.
Always. When I'm in there, it's open for anybody. You're just going to catch me.
And you're, otherwise, you're just moving somewhere in the halls or somewhere in the rooms.
Yes.
Continuing on Tuesday, June 10th, you guys may have noticed that there is a new physical therapy office on Main Street in Franklin. It's called Physical Therapy, spelled with an F. They are going to be at the Senior Center on Tuesday, June 10th at 11 a.m. This class is going to teach us a little bit about imbalance and restoring your physical stability, also while regaining your control and independence. And you can just learn a little bit about this new physical therapy office. We're really excited that he's coming to the center to talk to our members.
I don't want to overstep, but I think they're doing a sign-up in that talk as well, that if people are interested in visiting the location, that we will actually set up a trip with our van to take folks over there as well.
Yep.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, I've got an interview scheduled with them. They do have the niche, so it's mostly kind of, you know, physical therapy, you know, covered. It's not just physical fitness.
Mm.
But balance in particular, and I know you've done some balance classes from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Their approach, when I was hearing about it, when I stopped by, sounds more scientific than I've heard approached before.
Good.
So it should work. And, you know, the proof's in the pudding. So we'll see.
That's exactly. Exciting. Also, again on Tuesday, June 10th at 1 o'clock, we are going to be having a class on Finance 101. This is going to be presented by Vicki Larson. She's a loan officer at Guild Mortgage. And it's just about learning how to make informed decisions for your financial future and ensuring that your loved ones are prepared for whatever may happen.
This is more than balancing the budget then.
Yeah.
This is kind of planning for the future.
Yeah, exactly.
All needed.
Absolutely. And then on the 11th at 11, our mobile food pantry is at the Senior Center. So that's when we have food from the YMCA and just our local Franklin food pantry. So it's just great. It's already in our space. It's fully set up. Again, like no charge. There's no requirements. Just come. We give people numbers. So then it's kind of fair on who gets to go through the line.
True.
But I just always share with people, especially if they haven't taken use of it. We're trying to remove that stigma. If you are in need, just come through. They have great, great options available, better than I've seen from any other food pantry that I've been to with meat and eggs and dairy and then all the shelf-stable food as well.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that Chloe, if you're a Franklin resident and you do qualify or think you do, stop by, make an appointment, visit with the actual food pantry, you'll get blown away.
Yeah.
And you may be eligible to be part of their regular selection, monthly visits, et cetera, et cetera. So,
yes, because they do curbside pickup and a bunch of different things. So, this is nice for folks if they're already feeling comfortable at the center. It's an option for them, but don't think you can only go once a month. They'll definitely work with you. Also on the 11th at 11:30, so if you want to do both, come early for the food pantry. So then you can get into planning for Medicare. Sometimes we're like, oh, is this exciting programming? It might not be, but there's always so many questions around it.
Right.
And it's super, you know, imperative once you are approaching Medicare eligibility age. So we will have representatives from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts. So you can learn about Medicare, the enrollment timeline, Medigap and Medicare Advantage plans, COBRA, and just programs that are available to early retirees.
Anything that can help make sense of the alphabet soup that becomes
the gobbly good
that process.
Yep. We know it's confusing. That's why we're here to help. Continuing on, we have Intro to Belly Dancing on Wednesday, June 11th at 11:30. We're super excited about this. Our instructor is Thalia Del Fuego. She's going to be teaching us all about belly dancing and some of the basics, and just come on out and try something new. It's a fun class and it's totally free, so why not have a good afternoon?
That sounds like so much fun.
It does, yeah.
And then on June 11th, so same day, from 3 to 5, a really exciting event going on hosted by the Franklin Health Department, but in our building, is Love Your Brain Initiative.
Yes.
So they've put together a lot of different wellness providers for all ages and to learn the 10 ways to love your brain. It's going to include education on lowering your risk of dementia, an exercise demo by the YMCA. They just have lots of people coming in, demonstrations, giveaways. We'll have a table there too. So it's really going to be a good time.
Never too early or too late to start loving your brain.
True. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. It is very critical.
And on the 12th at 11:30, we have the AWE experience. So AWE experiences are related to shifts in brain and body activity, specifically less thinking about ourselves and more about our shared humanity and larger life are the basis of AWE. So we're going to join Kimberly O'Brien, discover the brain shifts and whether we can create AWE. And Kimberly O'Brien is someone that we've been working closely with. She's a neuroscientist and does different presentations at the center, and they're always super well attended.
Yep. Yeah, I was in one of hers before, and yeah, she's knowledgeable in that space.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And creating AWE, especially in the maze of the world and the social and the news, we need to be able to center ourselves.
Yes.
Mental health being
true.
One of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can create AWE in doing that, even just walking somewhere or doing gardening, these are all little tips and tricks and tools that we can utilize.
Yeah, taking the pause to actually
the deep breath.
Celebrate and see what's
the deep
around
breath.
You. Yes,
yes,
absolutely.
Also on Thursday the 12th, something very near and dear to my heart, the low vision groups are meeting on that day. Our low vision groups meet on the second Thursday of every month at 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock. The support group is meeting at 12 o'clock, and they are actually having an ice cream social.
Ooh.
So we are very excited. We're kicking off summer with this ice cream social. After this meeting, though, the low vision support group will be on break until September. But then right afterwards at 1 o'clock is the low vision assistive technology group. I don't know if anybody is or everybody is aware that we have Dave Dunham, who is the deputy director of assistive technology at Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, also known as MABVI. He comes and teaches this class every second Thursday of the month at 1 o'clock, and we're super excited he's going to be here again. I'm not entirely positive what he's teaching this month, but I know last month he brought the Ray-Ban glasses where you put those on and they actually AI tells you what you are looking at. So you can open up your refrigerator and it says, okay, what do I have for food? And it tells you exactly what you have. So he did a little demonstration with that last month. So I'm excited to see
That's
what June will bring.
How
it's
far
amazing.
Technology has
yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
There were some scary things when the Google goggles came out, but this is an appropriate,
yes.
valid use for that.
And we're so excited. Our low vision group got to do a little demonstration with them last month. So we'll see what Dave has for us in June.
Yeah.
Good. And he's always taking feedback from folks, too. So if there's things that you have questions on or want, he'll make sure we get it on the agenda. The next few things we have are crafts. So on the 12th at 1 o'clock, we're going to do memory stones craft. So it's free, and you can learn how to make memory stones to honor your loved ones. And then I think they're sharing the room that day, actually. So at the same time, June 12th at 1, they're doing Zen garden craft in the same room, so you can pick and choose or do both.
Mm-hmm.
And Jean, one of our volunteers who teaches crafts for us monthly, is going to teach us how to make a mini Zen garden for meditation and peace of mind. So back to taking those moments.
Yes.
And maybe the memory stones can be incorporated into the Zen garden. You know, you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Next up on Friday, June 13th, an event very near and dear to my heart is Eat Around the World. This month, we are traveling to England. We're going across the pond.
Across the pond.
Yes.
Across the pond. Blimey, yay!
So we're very excited. We're traveling to England this month. If anybody has never been to an Eat Around the World before, it's just a fantastic afternoon. We all sit down together, do a little presentation, learn about the country, learn about some of the tourism and the history, the art, the culture, things like that.
It's not a presentation. You travel.
We
to
travel.
England.
Exactly.
It takes you there.
Precisely. We have the music going and everything. It's
and
a really fun time.
And some food.
And then you get the good food. Exactly. Chef Ann always does a fantastic job cooking a menu specific to that country. Some of the food has just been amazing. It's been so good what she's able to do. So we're really looking forward to this presentation.
Yeah, there are some iconic English meals that I've heard, so I wonder what she'll cook.
I know. Those are some of our favorite events. And there'll be so a little change to this event and then also our monthly party, which are events that host, you know, 90 to 140 people, so our larger scale events.
Right.
Unfortunately, but fortunately, we've been so lucky to populate these events that they are selling out within hours on the first of the month. So because of this, when you call, you may be put on a wait list if you do not live in Franklin. So we can accommodate residents first and make sure that they can get in.
Right.
And then, you know, if it goes a week, a little bit past a week, we'll reach out to everyone on the wait list and then we can move people into the event, just because we've gotten some feedback. And we haven't had to do that for many things. We love the diversity. We have members that go to other towns and other towns that come to us.
Yeah.
And I think there's this misconception that then money is being spent on folks who don't live in town. But in reality, our department is one-third self-funded. And that's because we have so many people that attend our center from town and out of town that are buying meals, paying for fitness classes, coming to events like Eat Around the World. You know, and then if there's ever a point like this where now it's been selling out too quickly and we've gotten feedback, we'll make changes to registration to make sure that we can accommodate Franklin first.
Sure. Yeah, that's reasonable.
And now the Senior Olympics. So this is one of our favorite times of the year. We have 2 weeks worth. So it's going to be the last 2 weeks of June. And this month, actually, Jillian created this awesome. The sign-up sheet is in our newsletter. So when you receive it, whether it's in the center or in your mailbox, you actually can take time with the newsletter, look at all the different events, check off what you want, and then just rip the sheet right out of our newsletter. Saves paper. So loved that. Some of the highlights that we want to talk about. So our opening ceremony is always a lot of fun. I tell people, whether you're doing the Olympics or not, you're welcome to come to that event. It's just a great kickoff. And we also have Oak Street Elementary students that come and join and sing for us during the ceremony. And then they line our first event, which I believe is the half mile walk. And they cheer as we walk around the building in our parking lot, and it's just a great time.
They are the audience for our parade.
They are the audience.
Yes, so love that. Yes. Some events include a half mile run, which this will be the first time that we do a run, because I think people will note that we firmly enforce speed walking and no running, and we have unfortunately had to disqualify people in the past for not following that rule. So we decided we're all adults, so when we are at the track this year, for anyone who's interested, we are going to do a half-mile run. So I think that's going to be really exciting because seniors can do all things.
This is true.
Puzzle Wars, trivia, bocce. Jillian has some other events to share, too.
We're super excited because now we have a couple of off-site events that are going to be happening this month for the Senior Olympics. For instance, we are going to be working with the YMCA to have some lap swimming as an event. So we're very excited for that, to utilize the pool at the Y. We also have a two-mile walk and a softball throw at Gillette Stadium. So if you ever have wanted to go to Gillette.
Gillette, the Patriots place.
Yes, absolutely. You've got the opportunity to be on the very track that the players are on. So this is going to be at Gillette Stadium, the two-mile walk and the softball thrower. But take a look at the newsletter to see that full sign-up, see what you want to sign up for. One thing that I would like to point out, anybody who wants to participate in an off-site event, you do have the option to drive yourself, or you can take the Senior Center van to that location.
Right.
And all van rides for the Senior Olympics will be free. So we're very excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then closing out the Senior Olympics is our closing ceremony. The monthly party this month actually is going to be the closing ceremony. If you've never been before, last year I actually hurt myself smiling so hard. My face actually did hurt. It was just a wonderful event. The medal award ceremony, and then Chef Ann cooks an amazing barbecue. It is just a fantastic event, so we highly recommend coming out. And this year we also have an ice cream truck for the dessert.
Ooh.
At the closing ceremony.
Ice cream. Ice cream for ice cream.
And we recommend to people too, you know, people do get a little bit competitive. It is a little fun.
Just a little bit of competitive. Some
people. Depends which event you're going to. One, I'll never forget the year they made me sit in for Scrabble because we didn't have the right number of people. And I lost so terribly and I was very stressed. My vocabulary isn't quite up to our member standards. But we just tell everyone it's an awesome time to meet new people. Sure. If you want to try something new, it doesn't matter if you've even done it before. We welcome people. We'll teach you how to do the different events. You don't feel like you have to be the bocce master or the Scrabble queen, you know, to do those things. I don't mean to scare anyone away, but my vocabulary is not quite to par. So if you like Scrabble, I encourage you to do it. I'm not a Scrabble person, so.
But even last year, I remember that there were some women who came to the bocce event who had never done bocce before, and they ended up becoming the best of friends. Yes. So this is not an opportunity just to do sports, but also to make some friends.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, bocce is a very low impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a skill there. Mm-hmm, there's a little bit of learning there. But, you know, once you get kind of the knack of it, it can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's so fun. And then speaking of ice cream, we actually have another ice cream social in the month of June.
That's like three altogether.
Three.
So we are making use of the warm weather and the time to have an excuse to eat ice cream.
Sure.
But on Tuesday, June 17th at 1:30, oh, this is funny. I hadn't read this. Come in for a scooper good time. I love that. I don't always get to prove everything. And that is actually going to be sponsored by Benchmark Senior Living. They're an amazing partner of ours, so we're very excited to have them to come and do that with us.
For a scooper good time.
A scooper good time. That made my day.
Continuing on the third Tuesday of the month, actually on the third Tuesday every month, we have our monthly hearing clinic and monthly legal clinic. So this month it will be on Tuesday, June 17th. The hearing clinic is a good time for you to, you know, maybe have your hearing aids checked out, have your hearing tested, or have your hearing aids cleaned or anything like that. It's a really great service. We recommend calling to get an appointment. And the same goes for our legal clinic. You can sit down for half an hour with a lawyer. It's free. They just will talk about whatever you need to discuss. They can give you some tips or ideas on, or even point you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Both of those events do require appointments. So we just recommend giving us a call at the center to book an appointment for that Tuesday, June 17th.
And then on Wednesday, June 18th from 10 to 2, it's a long period of time because people are going to, you can come and go, but it's National Grid Connect to Caring. So National Grid customer advocates, they'll be available to meet with anybody one-on-one to discuss options, to manage your energy bill and help you find assistance. So I tell people too, like they might be afraid to come out. Like what if they're overdue on a bill or if they're really struggling? Because we all know the energy prices have been really hurting people recently.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that isn't something that should, you know, cause pause to come out. That's what they are here for. They might be able to work with you with a payment plan. There might be ways that they can excuse some of the fees or what you owe. So it's really should be an open door to just come and talk to them. They really want to make it manageable for people to keep up with their bills.
Right.
Because they also have ways that you can get on different programs and pay different prices. So really meeting with their advocates that know all the rules about what qualifies you or doesn't is great.
Mm-hmm.
Even
sure.
Our senior center social services coordinator is going to meet with them as well. So now she'll have all the same information that she's
Correct.
Sharing with everyone so she Correct. Can guide people to them too.
Yeah, and I know from the town side, we have our municipal aggregation and the contract is up later this year. And Jamie just announced we're at a good rate for the renewal.
Yes.
So that is good for those. And if you are a resident and you're not part of the municipal aggregation, that certainly is going to be less than the national grid rate.
Absolutely.
So that's a consideration.
Carrying on Wednesday, June 18th at 1 o'clock is our monthly Memory Cafe. There will be live entertainment featuring P.E. James. Nobody has ever been to a Memory Cafe before, they are a safe and inviting space for people experiencing memory loss, as well as for their families and caregivers. Join us for an hour of music, conversation, refreshments, and meaningful engagement. We are very honored as well. We've recently been recognized in the Memory Cafe Alliance. We have been nationally recognized because this is just a fantastic Memory Cafe. Ariel is our program coordinator. She hosts this Memory Cafe every month, and it is just a fantastic, fantastic hour of music and engagement. Mm-hmm. And we're very honored as well. The Memory Cafe is supported in part from a generous grant from the Franklin Cultural Council, a local agency supported by the Mass Cultural Council, which is a state agency. And refreshments are also provided by Benchmark Senior Living.
So it's a coordinated, collaborated event.
And it's just a wonderful time. You can get up and dance. You can sing along. You can clap mm-hmm. along to the music. Have a cookie. Have some coffee. Whatever you'd like.
Right.
It's yeah. great. And we've gotten even some questions recently on why we choose to run it the way that we do. And I'll just give Ariel another shout out for how well she's done. She's even trained a lot of other centers on how to start up their own memory cafes. But we choose music because it's been scientifically proven that of all of your senses is that music and recognizing music with memory is usually the last right. to go. So we've had awesome experiences, which we're not going to cry today, Steve.
No. No.
Where people who can't even recognize their spouse can get up and it makes me want to cry, but they can get up and
recognize,
you know, sing
a,
all
a
the
top
words
40
of a
hit
song.
From
yes.
back in
music
the day
hits that part
and
of
just,
our brain mm-hmm.
yeah
just
mm-hmm.
you know not so, miss a word
correct
and yet hello, who are you?
Right, so it's the most beautiful yeah. thing, and it's one of our favorite events of the month.
Our monthly pizza and a movie night is going to be on Wednesday, June 18th at 4 o'clock. This month, we are watching the movie Nonas. If nobody has heard of it yet, it is very exciting. It's a new movie. I just heard from my colleague, Emily, that it's like the best movie she's ever seen.
Uh-oh.
So
just watched it, too.
Yeah, and Sarah said it's good, too. So it is a story about a man who his mother dies, and he decides to open up a restaurant with that is completely staffed with Italian nonas cooking all of the food and, you know, the recipes that they're sharing and the food that they're sharing together. And this is just going to be such a fantastic movie and perfect oh. for our audience, but just a really good feel-good time.
Mm. Yes.
Sounds very good. Yes.
And then the day after that is June 19th. So just a note for everyone that the Senior Center will be closed for Juneteenth.
Yep. Yep. All town buildings are closed. Schools are closed. Yep.
Yes. So we'll get a little break. And that's during the 2 weeks of our Senior Olympics, too. So I always tell the athletes they get a little break before we party hard with
recover
them on Friday.
Recover before the next one, yes.
Moving on to the fourth week of June, our audio book club will be meeting on Tuesday, June 24th at 1 o'clock. If nobody has ever called into the audio book club before, I encourage you to. It is not just for our low vision members. If anybody likes to listen to audiobooks, it is a great time to get to chat with other people that just read the same book mm-hmm. and just kind of have that connection and community together. The way that the audio book club works is that you call into our conference call phone number, and that phone number is 508-206-8603. You call in on that Tuesday, June 24th at 1 o'clock, and you can discuss the book. This month, they are reading The Good Earth by Pearl S. Buck, which is a classic.
Mm-hmm.
We're very, very excited for the audio book club. So like I said, you are more than welcome to join, anybody of all vision. And then also on Tuesday at 2 o'clock, Tuesday, June 24th at 2 o'clock is our monthly Rainbow Cafe. This is a great time for people in the LGBTQ community or allies, family, friends, anybody to come sit together, again, have that connection and mm-hmm. engagement, and also have a freshly baked cookie from Chef Ann.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
On June 26th at 1, you can join Kathy for our acrylic paint class. It's $3, and she teaches you how to create artwork with acrylic paint. So I haven't seen her demo for next month, but they're always fun things. And again, any experience level is welcome to that.
And on June 30th at 12:15, again, Kimberly O'Brien will be joining us as she leads you through hand drumming rhythm. So our drum circle with
her.
Which they do that monthly. And we always just really like to, again, thank the Franklin Cultural Council who provided Kimberly with a grant that allows her to provide this to our members for free. And I think some people assume it's just a fun time drumming, which it absolutely is. But it's also been proven to reduce stress, lower blood pressure, and increase brain activity and burn calories. So again, no experience needed and drums are provided, but if you have your own, you're welcome to bring them.
I had a great experience in drum circle too, if I can add my own little antidote. I have perpetually cold hands. I'm a very tall person and it takes a long time for the blood to get all the way down there. I have very cold hands and I found after drum circle, my hands were warm. It was incredible. I had feeling in my fingers.
Oh.
So it gets the circulation moving as well. It's a really great time.
Oh, good. Side perk.
Yes, definitely.
And we have a couple of events upcoming for July as well, if you can believe it. June is jam-packed, and we also have some things on your radar for July.
Yes.
Our watercolor and Zantangle classes are some of our art classes that we have been offering. You can start signing up now in June for the July classes. The watercolor class is going to be Wednesday, July 2nd, 9th, and 16th from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and that series is $75, so it's $25 essentially for each class.
Mm-hmm.
And the exciting thing with watercolor is that we are actually starting to do the beginner and intermediate class at the same time. You can continue your skills in this watercolor class. The teacher is fantastic, too. She does a really great job of showing you how to paint rather than telling you this is what you're going to paint.
Okay.
And then Zantangle is a really beautiful method of doing art where you are drawing like single lines that all add up at the end to create one masterpiece. And that class will be on Wednesday, July 30th. And again, you can start signing up on June 1st. We also have a van trip with our senior center van that we're very excited for. The Woo Sox are going to be having a game.
Take me out to the ball game.
Yes, yep. We are doing a trip on Wednesday, July 30th. The bus will leave the Franklin Senior Center at 10:30 in the morning. It is $25 per person. That includes a $5 to use at the concession stand, and there is accessible seating as well. The van can only accommodate 14 people.
Mm-hmm.
So we do recommend calling early to get signed up for this event.
And Polar Park is a good place to go for a game.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a couple of day trips to mention. When it comes to our day trips, we are very fortunate to partner with organizations like Bloom Travel, The Travel Group, and The Best of Times to be able to offer trips to our members at group rates. Some of the events that are going to be coming up include a Beatles tribute show called Ticket to Ride, a Block Island tour with shopping as well, and a Neil Diamond tribute show, too. All of the events are actually listed online. I know last time that we talked, we said that, you know, keep your eye out. They are up online. So we do recommend checking out the full listing of day trips at franklinma.gov/1124/daytrips.
Or you can just go to the town website, look for Senior Center.
That works too.
Down on the left-hand side.
Find the menu there.
In case you miss it.
Yep.
So that's a jam-packed June.
As usual. You don't have, there's nothing. Wait a minute. There's like maybe 2 minutes in a day where there's nothing to do.
Correct.
That gives you enough time to take that breath.
Yes, maybe the whole things. Staff should go to the awe experience. We'll be in awe of how we accomplish all this, everyone.
Right.
We do have a few other updates for folks, though. So the first isn't the funnest, but you will notice in our newsletter, and starting July 1st, we are going to have a new fee schedule. Not everything at the center has fees. A lot of things are free of charge. But to keep with rising costs, especially with the cut that we took from our budget last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want people to get confused. This really has nothing to do with this year's override. Regardless of the result of the override, you wouldn't see these change even more because we're always balancing keeping up with our expenses so we can do all the things that we do, but also keeping it as minimal as possible to make it affordable for as many people as possible. So you can go to our website to see everything. It's also in the newsletter, but some things that you'll notice is in the beginning, as we were figuring out the van and where people were wanting to go, everything was free. Now we're still going to keep those rides free within Franklin and for medical rides within our 15-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
But anything outside of Franklin that isn't medical would be the $4 round trip, so $2 each way.
Right.
And then if you did need a ride to Boston or Worcester, even though it's for medical, it would be $10 round trip. And that's just to keep up with, you know, the maintenance and everything in the van.
Yep.
Fitness classes are currently $3. Those will go up to $4. We also have a special physical therapy class with Steve Avellino, and that's going up to $42. Right now it's $35, but it's a six-week session,
okay.
So it's kind of similar.
Kind of averages out, yeah.
Yep. Supportive day program was currently $60 a day, and that is probably the only thing taking the biggest jump to $75 per day. And if people have questions on any of this, they can reach out. But I will say for that, if you were to look to any other model in the area, no other Council on Aging has a full-time program. And if you were to look at any places with memory care, the base amount for that is about $120. So we're still very affordable.
Sure.
And that's why we're trying to keep up there. And then for social events, you know, things like Eat Around the World were $6. It'll now be $10. Pizza and a movie night was $3. Now it'll be $4. And our monthly parties were $6, and that'll be $10. So we tried to make changes in places where it wouldn't affect people as much. They're either really minimal, and if they went up a couple dollars, it's something we maybe do once or twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't affect people. And then in the cafe, everything right now is $5 and under. Moving forward, everything will be $6 and under.
Right.
And we won't be moving many things up to $6, but some things that used to be $1.50 you might see now as $2, things like that.
Yep.
So we tried to make very minimal changes to so we can just keep up with
rising costs.
Yes. But on an exciting note, we have a couple open positions on our Council on Aging board.
A couple.
So we have one that filled. We have one currently open and one that will be open at the end of June.
Okay.
So we will have two open seats, and they're collecting applications now to try and fill both of those.
And requirements other than wanting to do stuff?
So living in Franklin and wanting to help our seniors. You don't even have to be a senior to sit on the board. But having also availability Friday afternoons is when our meetings are right now.
We hold those monthly,
the third Friday every month at 1:30. So being able to come to those. And then just wanting to be involved somewhat in the center to see what's going on. It's not a huge commitment. It really is just trying to form the vision and our future of the senior center. So always giving them updates, which is hard to do on a monthly basis. It takes us about this long to get through everything we have going on. And then just helping with all the different things that go on at the center. But in terms of time commitment, it kind of is what you want it to be. We have some people on the board that, have a full-time job and come in and help with certain things and help guide us because of their skills. We have some members on the board that come to the senior center every day.
Right.
So we're always looking for, you know, a diverse group of folks with different backgrounds because you could help us looking at our budget or if you have programming ideas or if you've applied for grants. You know, so you can have that skill or not, but we can use so many different types of mm-hmm. backgrounds and experiences that
right.
would be
yep.
utilized on the board.
Yep.
So for that, you do have to fill out an application off of the town website. So you can go right to the website and apply, or if you have more questions about it or want to talk about it before, you can just call the center and ask for Sarah.
Sure.
I'd be happy to talk to them about it.
Sounds good.
We are very excited to announce that we have launched My Active Center. We had a little bit of a soft rollout with it, but we have officially launched My Active Center. What that is essentially is it allows you to sign up for Senior Center events from your home computer. You can create an account and then be able to sign up for events. Right now, only free events are available to sign up. Anything with a payment, you would still need to call us or come into the center mm-hmm. to take care of. However, any free events, you can actually go onto your computer and sign up right then and there. I actually help.
We are going to have credit card capability in the future, so we're working on that. So to be continued for that part.
I actually helped out a member on the phone the other day. She wanted to sign up for my Active Center, so I just kind of followed along with her. It was very, very straightforward. Anybody can take care of it. All you do is you punch in what senior center you're going to, your personal information. If you have an access card, you put in your access card. Bing, bang, boom, you're all done, and you can sign up for events right there. So skip the lines, skip having to call on the phone. You can sign up online.
If you don't see something, though, don't get alarmed, because we are holding, it might tell you that you can't register. We're making it equitable, so folks that signing up online isn't their thing. Even if you're signing up online, registration for June events won't open until June 1st at 8:30.
Just
when
like
we open.
Yep.
Right.
So don't get alarmed if you don't see it. You can skip all the lines, but you can't jump ahead of the line.
And that kind of time travel is not available.
Yes. And all you have to do to sign up is go to www.myactivecenter.com/signup. It's very straightforward. As always, we like to give a little shout out to our van. We are just so honored every day that we have this van and that we're able to take so many seniors on trips to their medical appointments or to the grocery store or whatever they might need. So just wanted to give another shout out to the van. It is available for rides Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3:30. To schedule, just call the senior center and ask for Emily. Emily is so fantastic at accommodating everybody's needs and getting that schedule together for us. And our fantastic van drivers, Russ and Kathy, do such a great job of getting our seniors where they need to go. Just as a little side note, trips do need to be scheduled 48 hours in advance. It is available to Franklin residents only. The scheduling is flexible. It is both wheelchair and walker accessible, and the drivers are trained in assisting seniors and are equipped to handle mobility aids.
Yes, very important.
Mm-hmm. And our final note that we'll leave you with, summer is coming. The warmer weather is upon us. And just as a reminder for everybody that the senior center is a designated cooling center for the town of Franklin. If it gets too hot, if you don't have air conditioning in your home, just come to the senior center, come have a nice glass of cool water and sit down and cool off.
Yes, very
important. And we're newly insulated, so hold the cool in.
Mm-hmm.
Should be holding it better than
it has
before.
I'm not a contractor, so don't hold me to that. Yeah. We will be a cool space for you to come to.
Yes.
Well, we're cool in general, but...
Correct.
Yes, that's a different kind of cool. Way cool. Well, thank you. This has been, as usual, a boatload of stuff. That's about the only thing you don't have is a boat.
Yeah.
but don't
tell Mary, because she'll put it on the wish list.
No, just mentioned in passing. You've got a lot of good events, a lot more coming.
Yes, and thank you for allowing us to share it on your show too.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. This is fun.
It is.
Well, listeners, thank you for joining us, and tune in again when we talk about July. Yeah, I know it's coming, but we'll take it a day at a time. And a final reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.